Cape Talk.
The music feature.
Well, it is time to start winding down into the weekend on a musical note. And we have a double header for you today. A little bit later on, I'll introduce you to an up-and-coming musician who has an album launch this evening. But first, the one event happening this weekend that we haven't yet mentioned is, of course, the switch-on of the festive season lights. And that is always a musical event. And this year is no different. A long list of great artists lined up to entertain us all, from Idols winner Paxton Phillies to Freshly Ground to Kurskom Bass. It is a lineup of some of our best local talent. Alderman JP Smith joins me on the line, MACO member for safety and security. JP, thanks for joining us this afternoon and welcome to the show.
Pleasure, Pippa. Hi.
Won't you talk us through some of the highlights of what the event offers this Sunday?
Well, the expectations are that we'll see between 80 and 100,000 people descend on the event, and that makes it effectively bigger than the Minstrels or the Cape Town Carnival events.
Wow.
And as such, there's an enormous amount of logistics that go into it, making it safe and secure, and I mean, those discussions and ongoing tweaks, even up until these last minutes, we're trying to introduce additional features to make sure it's safe. And some of those things we'll talk to you about after the event, because we want to make sure that we don't help anybody who has ill intentions to be aware of what we're planning. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you that we're pulling all the stops to make sure that it is safe and secure, and we want to encourage families to come. We're going to try and deal more assertively this year with the alcohol on site, which caused problems in the last couple of years, and make sure that there are no dangerous weapons or any problems. And you'll see a very significant security rollout, and the entire event is access controlled this year, and precisely so that everybody can relax and have a good time and not be concerned with matters for safety and otherwise. And that includes making sure that children who arrive are tagged, so that if they get lost in the crowd, we're able to readily reunite them with their parents.
Fantastic. Okay. I know there is a very big focus on making this, again, a family event, JP. It had become something a little different in previous years. The aim is to bring it back to that core focus. Security is part of that. The entertainment is also part of that. What are you laying on for us this year?
Well, I think you've stolen some of my thunder. Indeed, we have... Freshly Ground and Jimmy Nevis and Craig Lucas and the Rockets and friends, and as you said, Idols winner Paxton. And I think with the addition of our young winner, a very impressive young lady, Nyota, who won the competition we ran to identify a new talent that would add themselves to the stage. She's 17 years old and from Milnerton, and beat 94 other entrants, managed to secure about 64,000 views or likes on her, or 46,000, sorry, on her buzz points, and was crowned as the winner and walked away with the 10,000 Rand cash prize. And she'll be adding herself to the lineup on Sunday, and, you know, hopefully a new talent is born.
That sounds fantastic. And, of course, a very old, well, I don't want to say old talent, but an established talent, let me say, in the Rockets, celebrating 50 years this year. It's a particularly special one for them to be part of. JP, I know
it's as old as the tradition of the festive season lights, which
okay.
is its 48th year now. 48 years that the city has been putting up the lights. And there are many of your listeners who will remember, you know, decades ago being taken to see the lights and stuff
yeah.
before we had a grand event celebrating the switching on of the lights.
Now let's talk about the timing here, because obviously you've named a long list of artists who'll be performing. It all begins at 4 o'clock. What time do you anticipate the actual switching on of the lights?
So the big switch on moment is at 8:30, because it needs to be properly dark, and that will be followed by a big colourful 3D video mapping display that will dazzle people around the City Hall and surrounding areas. So the don't come later than that. But by that time, if you're only arriving then, I think you're going to struggle to find space.
Yeah.
So that's why the gates will be open from 4 o'clock onwards. I don't recommend coming much later than that. This is a very well-attended and very popular event.
It is indeed. And I have to say, in mentioning City Hall, of course, it's a good opportunity to say a bit of a special farewell to City Hall for a while, because it's about to go under wraps for a bit of a refurbishment, isn't it?
Yes, until June next year, we won't have access to it. But the good news is that we are fixing some of the problems that have been coming on for a while. These are all budget-heavy problems. with any one of these very old buildings that we have in our custodianship, the problems are always that they attract huge maintenance budgets and those aren't always easy to find. And the city hall is really the grand old dame, and she's getting her turn to have all those issues sorted out and to get a bit of a fix-up and a facelift, a nip and tuck, and just in time, because with many of these old buildings, they have serious need for assistance. The drill hall is another one that, you know, will also be requiring more budget from us in the form of the Central Library.
Well, please go and join her and give her a festive send-off. Alderman J.P. Smith, thank you so much for the update on the switching on of the festive lights happening on Sunday, this coming Sunday, the 3rd of December. Adderley Street and the Grand Parade, the focus of the activities. There will be all the usual expectations, not only the lights and the music, but there will be stalls offering food and Christmas gifts, family entertainment. Take the kids along. It is a free event. It is an inclusive and diverse event, and we hope you go and attend it as part of the crowd on Sunday. Gates opening at 4 o'clock, and the actual switch on happening at around about 8:30. Now, among the list of artists you might have heard JP mention was the name Jimmy Nevis. We were hoping to chat to him today, but unfortunately he was not able to join us. We are, however, able to give you a sample of what he sounds like to remind you why you should go along on Sunday.
7764, born and raised in this cold. Coke, cheese and crackers and a smile full of gold. Ghetto Nirvana, do just what we wanna, we don't care. Oh, 1147, born and raised in my hometown. Guns out at the parties, guns out, man down. Dancing on my F1, blue lights, we on the run tonight. Hey, I know where we from, proud of our roots. Madiba manufactured, no China in these shoes. They call it heaven, they call it hell. I run the sound, shout out ATL. I'm singing like short skirts and all stars and galaxies and band bars. Fireworks on the beach, Guy Fawkes in the streets. Same, same but different and equal equivalent. We are, yeah. Know where we from, proud of our roots. Madiba manufactured, no China in their shoes. They call it heaven, they call it hell. Around this town, shout out ATL, got me singing like tomorrow and live for today. Roll up one love, ever, ever. They don't understand the choices we make.
That's Jimmy Nevis, 7764. He's on the lineup. So are Paxton Philly, Soul Culture, Heavenly Quarters, Kuis Kumbase, Vicky Sampson, freshly ground the Rockets and Friends, as well as DJ Ready D. It's a long list of artists. I haven't even given you all of them, so please go along and join the fun on Sunday afternoon. Before we get to the second part of the music segment, there is such a lovely email in from Simwano, who also heard me read that email that brought a tear to my eye, saying, I'm sitting here with tears in my eyes too, and goes on to write the following. I have had incredible teachers. I actually think you should do a show around teachers who've made a difference to us as parents and students. I think that's an excellent idea. Note to producer for future reference. But what Simwana goes on to write is the following. Besides amazing teachers, there is a librarian who cemented my love and respect for books and who traveled from Zimbabwe to see me in my first year at UCT to make sure that I was okay. Mrs. Bremner will always have a special place in my heart, and I'm not sure I ever properly thanked her. That was above and beyond the call of duty. I am where I am today because I had awesome teachers. That's a great way to finish the conversation around teacher gifts. And I want to thank you. And if Mrs. Bremner has any way of hearing that message, I know she will appreciate what you've just said about her, and be grateful for knowing what an impact she made on you. I mean, I can go on for ages about the teachers who made an impact in my life, but immediately I think of the name of Mary Williams, who was my English teacher in high school and gave me the courage to decide to drop out of medical school and rather go and study journalism. And it's brought me to where I'm sitting today. And I've never forgotten her kindness and support in that very difficult decision. But you're right, Simwana. I think this deserves exploring in greater depth in a segment all of its own. Thank you for your email and thanks for a great idea.
Cape Talk.
The music feature.
Well, one more musician to squeeze in for you before we say goodbye is the SAMA-nominated singer-songwriter Laurie Levine, who is about to launch a new solo album entitled Canyons this weekend. Laurie joins me on the line now to chat about her career and her music. Great to have you with us on the show, Laurie. Good afternoon.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
It's a great pleasure. Won't you tell us a little bit about your style of music?
So over the last few years, I've been known for my country and Americana styles, and I've just moved into a new soundscape. I'd say it's more alternative, it's electric guitar driven, it's very spacious, very lush, and quite atmospheric.
Sounds intriguing. I know you really sort of burst onto the scene with your debut album, Unspoken, which was released back in 2007. A 10-year journey from here to the cusp of releasing Canyons this evening. It's a journey that's included 4 nominations at the SAMA Awards, and it's also seen you receive 2 Standard Bank Ovation Awards at the Grahamstown National Arts Festival. It took you to Switzerland to perform at the World Economic Forum. I believe it also took you to London as an opening act for Rodriguez. What was that like, to be on a stage with someone of his magnitude?
It was absolutely wonderful. The man is completely intriguing, and it was just special to share a stage with this legend who kind of rose from the grave, so to speak.
Yeah.
And it was, yeah, I put together a group of musicians who were based in London, and we had an absolutely beautiful show.
Very special memories. Laurie, let's talk about the new album, Canyons, which launches tonight, I believe, at Café Roux in Noordhoek. Tell us a little bit about the work you've done here.
So this new album, as I said, it's quite an atmospheric sound. I brought with my band from Joburg. I collaborated with Isaac Levansky from Shadow Club. He'll also be joining the drums. It's a full 4-piece band. It includes electric guitar, beats, synthesizer, and I think it's really exciting to be able to present this album with the full sound, with the full band behind me.
Can't wait to take a listen. Laurie, it's happening at Café Roux this evening. Are there still tickets available for the launch?
There are still tickets available. People can book at webtickets.co.za. Otherwise, they can book at the venue on arrival.
Okay, and where to now? The album launching, are you going to tour with the album at all, Laurie?
I am. I plan to tour more extensively from March onwards. I'll be releasing a couple of music videos, and hopefully we'll reach a couple of smaller towns as well along the way.
Well, in the meantime, we're going to let you reach the bigger town of Cape Town with your music. Laurie Levine, good luck for the launch tonight, and thanks so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you very much.
Laurie Levine, SAMIM nominated singer-songwriter. So the launch this evening at Café Roux in the Noatok Farm Village starts at 6:30. Tickets are 120 Rand a person, available through web tickets or at the venue. And to give you a sneak preview of just what she sounds like, here's a track called Mozambique.
The ocean there at night, under our skin, the glow of fire. Promise of eternity.